This is Recruiting Daily's Recruiting Live Podcast. Real talk about talent acquisition, recruiting, sourcing, and hiring. With the godfather of sourcing. And now, welcome to Shally's Alley. With your host, the legend of legends, the big Bahumi, the salt in your shaker, Shally Steckerl.
So you want to hire a sourcer, huh? Okay. What is a sourcer? If you can define that, then maybe you have a shot at interviewing sourcers. Let me tell you, I have been through some doozies of interviews where they were trying to interview me as a sourcer and they had no idea what they were stepping in. So let me put you out of your misery. If you're a recruiter that sources or a manager, director, leader that is hiring sourcers, but you don't really source yourself, this is going to be a lifesaver. Because there are some, you know, really bad interview questions out there that I've ran into. So some of these, you know, just kind of toss them into your interview. Obviously, you've got your other things that you're going to interview, but here's a few ideas. Name three search engines that are not Google. That's a trick question in a couple of ways. You're looking for answers like, okay, Bing. Let's see what else. So you could do Exalead and so on. But if they come back with Monster and LinkedIn, those are not search engines. You know that person's not a sourcer. Now, if they come back with like DuckDuckGo and Yahoo, well, DuckDuckGo is Google and Yahoo is Bing. So again, you know, not good answers. They should be able to give you three search engines that are actually search engines and they're not named Google. If they're a really good sourcer, they should be able to give you 7 or 12 or some other number. I know I can come up with much more than that. How about this one? Besides the word resume, what other two words do people use to describe that same type of document? And, you know, the answers you're looking for, of course, are like CV or vitae or whatever. But if they get stumped by that one, probably not a sourcer. How about this question? What do you do if you don't know the meaning of a word or an abbreviation or some kind of jargon or acronym? And follow along their process. What do they do? Do they just Google it? Are there resources that they go to? What are they going to do? Or give them a task. All right, use Google to describe how you would find resumes, only resumes, of Stanford University alumni that work at IBM right now. Describe your technique. You can, you know, change that puzzle to be a bunch of other things, but you get the point. What's the difference between a parenthesis and a quotation mark in search? That can be a confusing one because sometimes people just go, what do you mean parentheses and quotation marks? And, you know, if they know what they're doing, they'll be able to answer that right away. If they don't, they're going to get a little confused. They might not even know why you're asking that. And that's definitely an indicator that you're not interviewing a sourcer. How about this? Give me three geographical combinations that are not zip codes when you're searching for people in a particular location. I can tell you what those are, but you know that'd be cheating. You know what they are. There are other things than zip codes that'll tell you that someone lives in that particular city. This is very useful because a lot of databases like your ATS don't parse or very successfully parse people's addresses. And even it's not just their fault necessarily. Sometimes people don't have full addresses in their resume. It's just a city and an email address. So there is no zip code, which means if you try to do a radius search on a zip code in your ATS, that result won't come up. And it's not anybody's fault but the person who provided the resume. People are doing this more and more because of fears of personal information being stolen or misappropriated. How about some behavioral questions? Let's change things up a little bit and not play Stump Bozo the Clown here. Some behavioral questions. How about this one? Tell me about a time when you needed to quickly gather information about competitors so that you can direct source passive candidates from that competitor and ask them to provide you what the task actions results were. So how did they go about finding a list of competitors? And what you're looking for is not, I went to Hoover's or I went to LinkedIn or I went to, you know, whatever the easy low-hanging fruit is. You want them to come up with something that's going to tell you that they're really thinking about how to find competitors, not just going somewhere where the answer is already provided. Not that that's cheating or anything. I mean, I do that. But you want them to come up with something more than just, oh, I go here and, you know, pull a list from here. How about this? Describe a time when you used a robot or a spider or a scraper, and then just ask them to walk you through it. Here's a couple more. Give me an example of a time when you used email to reach passive candidates and you got an extremely high response rate compared to all your other campaigns. What did you do differently? What was different? So hopefully you're looking for things that they did on a trial and error basis and not lightning in a bottle. Because, you know, even a blind squirrel can find a nut sometimes. So they might have accidentally stumbled on something that gave them a high response rate. But you're looking for what were the things that they did, they tried to improve their response rates. And, you know, just ask them what was the most successful email campaign and why was it successful? Here's another one. Give me an example of a sourcing project where you showed exceptional creativity to solve a sourcing challenge. And then, of course, you know, ask for the task, action, and result, or situation, task, action, result, whatever your methodology is. But you're looking for an example of a sourcing project where they showed exceptional creativity, meaning they came up with something that wasn't already out there. And by creativity, I don't mean I read on a blog and did what they said. I mean, I actually did something new, different. I took someone else's idea and improved it or modified it. That's fine. But something that they, you know, did on their own. Here's another one. And this might stump a few people, but it's a good separator of, you know, the cream of the crop. It's around the intake meeting. Challenge them to ask a question that they would ask in the intake meeting that they don't think your recruiters are currently asking. In other words, what question would you ask a hiring manager that you think the recruiters are not currently asking? Take a guess. Not that you're trying to put them on the spot or anything, but this is one that I like to ask because it tells me if they're really being inquisitive and digging. Now, if they come back with, well, I am not on the intake meeting, that's a red flag right there. Because then I would say, okay, well, if you were to go to the intake meeting, what question would you ask that you think recruiters aren't already covering? Because, you know, there's always something. So here's some ideas. Hopefully you can use these to really drill down and find someone that is really a sorcerer versus just someone that had the job title sorcerer or wants to grow up someday and be a recruiter.
You've been listening to the Recruiting Live podcast by Recruiting Daily. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.